Mathematicians will be breaking out black ties and silver slide rules on Tuesday to mark their discipline's highest honor, the Abel Prize. Now, this is only the second year the Norwegian Academy of Science and Letters has been awarding the prize, but this year's ceremony in Oslo is expected to be lavish, celebrating what the Academy calls one of the great landmarks of 20th century mathematics. We want to turn now to our math guy, Keith Devlin, who joins us from Stanford University. Keith, thanks for being back with us.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
And I guess I should have a card to send you on math's big day.
I'd love to receive one, Scott. And indeed, it is a big day. At long last, we have a genuine Nobel Prize in mathematics, a genuine equivalent of a Nobel Prize.
And can you tell us, the Abel Prize goes to...
It goes to two mathematicians, Isidore Singer of MIT and Michael Atiyah of Cambridge University in England, since his retirement is at the University of Edinburgh.
And what have they done?
Back in the early 1960s, they proved a landmark result called the Atiyah-Singer Index Theorem. And to go into details would take me 3 or 4 hours with a blackboard. But the Atiyah-Singer Index Theorem built an incredible bridge between very abstract pure mathematics and physics, in particular quantum field theory, that enabled mathematicians to take extremely abstract results in mathematics and apply them in quantum physics.
Now, you know, I like to think that just speaking with you every few weeks is my continuing education in math. But I am chagrined not to recognize these two names of Professors Atiyah and Singer.
You know, and that's really one of the reasons why prizes like this new Abel Prize are, I think, really good for mathematics. The names Atiyah and Singer are totally famous within mathematics, and yet, as you say, outside mathematics, no one's heard of them. Hopefully, by having prizes, which brings public attention, these names will get to be familiar to every educated person, just as the names of other famous people are.
There is no Nobel for mathematics, though.
That's right, and there's all sorts of stories as to why that's the case, but we've had to live with that. There's a thing called the Fields Medal, which was established in the 1920s.
We've talked about the Fields Medal.
Mathematicians often say that the Fields Medal is the mathematical equivalent of a Nobel Prize, but it's not really, because first of all, the Fields Medal is only given every 4 years. It's only given to someone under the age of 40. And there's no huge cash prize attached to it. So it's got a lot of prestige within the field. The Fields Medal has a lot of prestige within the field.
But I noticed that, Keith. You mathematicians are such clever phrase makers.
Yeah, well, we're not going after the Nobel Prize in literature. Okay, so try and finish the thought.
Yep.
The Fields Medal has a lot of prestige within mathematics, but it doesn't have that international public luster of a Nobel Prize.
There are all kinds of stories, aren't there, as to why there's no Nobel for mathematics? You know the one I'm thinking of, right?
The one that I get thrown at me many times that keeps going the rounds is that Alfred Nobel discovered that his wife had had an affair with the Swedish mathematician Mittag Leffler and was so miffed at this that he refused to include mathematics in the list of subjects for which a Nobel Prize would be given. That particular story, delightful as though it is, can't possibly be true for the simple reason that Nobel never married.
All right.
However, facts have never stood in the way of a good story before now.
See, I didn't know which part of the story I found more incredible. The fact that the fact that any woman was having an affair with a mathematician, or that any Swede would be upset by their spouse having an affair. That's certainly not what we see in Swedish films, but there you go.
Anything I said now would get me into trouble, so let's pass on to the next point.
Well, Keith, thanks very much for being with us.
Okay, my pleasure, Scott.
Keith Devlin, Executive Director of the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University, and our math guy here on Weekend Edition.